I'm Joshua Bullard on CJMQ 88.9 FM for the Local Journalism Initiative. As the dust settles on the latest provincial budget, the community sector in Quebec has voiced a mixture of frustration and relief. While many social organizations feel overlooked by Minister Éric Girard's financial roadmap, one local organization is finding a reason for cautious optimism. Moisseau Estrie, the backbone of food distribution in our region, is navigating a landscape where demand remains at historical highs. With 3.1 million food requests being made across the province, with 3.1 million food requests being made across the province every month, the stakes for local families have never been higher. Earlier today,
I spoke
with Christian Bibeau, the general director of Moisseau Estrie. We discussed the specific $21 million earmark for food security, a new $40 million infrastructure program for cold storage, and the reality of how these provincial dollars actually translate into meals on tables here in Sherbrooke and across the Estrie. Here is that conversation. While many in the community sector are feeling left behind by this provincial budget that was implemented, you've expressed some optimism regarding the support for food banks. Can you tell us why this budget feels like a win for Moisseau Estrie compared to previous years?
Obviously, when we look at the entire budget, there's plenty of things there that we think it's missing. So we're not particularly happy about the budget as a whole. But what we know that for food banks like Moisseau Estrie, there's two things that are positive for us. The first thing is that the government gives to all the moissons of the Quebec. They give $21 million in order to buy food. So that food is going to be redistributed to all the social organizations, les organismes communautaires that we have here in Estrie. So it's a great news in order that we're going to have food to distribute. So that's one thing. The other thing that we're happy about is the government recognized our demand for an infrastructure program that's going to worth $40 million through 4 years, beginning next year. And that is a great program because it allows us to buy, us and other organizations, to buy cold room, freezer, trucks, storage space. So a type of infrastructure that we need in order to be able to distribute the food to the people that needs it. So that's why we thought those two things were great news for us.
Do you find that there's anything missing within the provincial budget that you were expecting?
There's just about no money for all these organismes communautaires, all those social organizations that works every day in every community, and that are suffering from a lack of recognition and a lack of subsidies from the government. So, and there's about nothing in that budget for those organizations. So I think it's a problem. The other thing is I think that the Quebec government doesn't put enough money in our school and in education, and the budget that we saw yesterday, it's not it's not going the right way when we talk about education, about schools.
Minister Éric Girard unlocked $21 million specifically for food security, right? In your view, what shifted in the government's eyes this year? Was there any specific tipping points or data from the Estrie region that finally made them realize that this funding was a non-negotiable necessity?
That's a good question. The $21 million, obviously, it's for the entire province of Quebec. In Estrie, we're going to receive around 3.5 to 4% of that. It's our part of that that announced. But we're not going to receive money. We're going to receive food. Well, what we have is that we have trucks coming and with food, with fresh food that we're going to be able to distribute to our organization here in Estrie. So that's why it's a good news. We've been receiving those kind that kind of money for a few years now, since the end of the pandemic. We've been receiving each year in every Quebec budget, we've been receiving that kind of money to buy food and to redistribute it. So to me, what it means is that the problem is still big, even in the eyes of the government. People still need to get help. They need to go to food banks. And we needed that money, and the government realized that.
So this money isn't coming to you as a bank deposit, but rather they're shopping for you at a higher level, right? Do you have control over that money? How does that process actually work? And what do you think of it?
This is a system that works pretty well, actually, because the money goes to Banque Alimentaire Québec, which is another organization. In which all the moissons of Quebec, Moisson Estrie, Moisson Beauce, Moisson Montreal, Moisson Québec, all the moissons are there. And then we identify what kind of product that we need. And then Banque Alimentaire Québec goes and shop for us, like you said, at a higher level. And after that, we receive the food we ask for. So this is a system that works pretty well. That's another reason why the government keeps doing it year after year. It's because you realize that it works well. The system really helps all the moissons and all the organization. So that's how it works. We're not, like I said, we're not receiving money. We're really receiving food. There's actually a small part of all that that we're gonna receive in money. This is not big a big amount, but we do receive a little bit of money out of this, and this is money that we use to buy food at a local scale. So we get to see our within our communities, and we buy food through those partner. But this is a very, really small amount of money that we receive from that envelope. Most of it is food.
Okay. With $40 million earmarked for refrigeration and storage over the next 4 years, how much of that equipment or infrastructure is destined for our local Sherbrooke facilities?
Well, it depends of the projects. What's good about that is that it's that Moisson Estrie, if we have a project like we need to get a bigger freezer or a new cold room, we're going to... There's going to be an opportunity for us to ask for a certain amount of money. But it's also true for other organizations here in Estrie that have projects in that sense. This is a program that already exists, and this program was coming to an end this year. So that's why the next $40 million is starting after next year. For the next 4 years after.
And walk us through the situation right now. What are you seeing at the start of the new year in terms of needs within the vulnerable population? Is it different comparing to previous years? Is it still the same?
It's not going as fast as it was like 2 or 3 years ago. So it kind of stabilized. It's not as much as the 15, 20, 25% that we've seen like 2, 3 years ago. We're still demands are going up. You know that actually all over Quebec, there's 3.1 million demands for food help each month all over Quebec. The provision, what we see is coming in the next years or and so, it's this number will grow up to 3.9 million demand each month for the entire Quebec. So this is a lot of people that needs help. Obviously, we don't have any control of what's going on in Iran right now, what's going to be, what the impact of that war is going to have there. We have no control over that, but we know that if this conflict is going to go much longer, then, well, there's going to be important impact on food price, on gas price, so which means that we can expect that more people will need help in order to buy food. So that is not good news. So we'll see what's going to happen in the next months or so, but we're expecting that that kind of situation is going to impact the number of demands that we're going to receive.
That was Christian Bibeau, General Director of Moisson Estrie. As Bibeau stated, the takeaway is clear. While the provincial budget provides essential hardware, like the trucks and freezers needed to move food, the software of social aid remains under immense pressure. As Mr. Bibeau stated, Moisson Estrie won't see a massive bank deposit. They will receive a steady stream of fresh food procured at a provincial scale. However, with global instabilities and rising costs of living potentially pushing provincial demand toward 3.9 million requests per month, the battle for food security in the Estrie is far from over. The $21 million investment is a necessary stopgap. But for the 75 social organizations supported by the Moisson Estrie, the reliance on community solidarity remains as critical as ever. Reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and CGMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Joshua Bullard.